This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Milton. North Korean state media says Pyongyang has restored hotlines with South Korea. It has urged South Korea to increase efforts to improve relations between the two countries. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un expressed his willingness last week to reactivate the hotlines. Pyongyang had severed those ties in August in protest against joint South Korea-United States military exercises. A report in The Economist says COVID-19 in 2020 has brought an abrupt halt to the steady rise of the rate of life expectancy. Researchers in Britain, Denmark, and Germany said that between 2019 and 2020, life expectancy dropped. In all but two of the 28 countries surveyed, life expectancy rose in Denmark and Norway. For men, life expectancy fell by more than a year in Italy, Poland, and Spain. It fell by more than 2 years in the United States. A bomb blast outside Kabul's main mosque on Sunday afternoon killed at least five Afghan civilians and injured at least four more, according to a Taliban spokesman. It was the first such assault in the capital since late August, when a suicide bomber killed around 200 people, including 13 U.S. service members near the Kabul airport. Islamic State Khorasan Province, or ISIS-K, claimed responsibility for that attack. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for Sunday's assault on the Eidgah Mosque in the center of the city. It was reportedly targeted at a memorial gathering for the mother of the chief Taliban spokesman, who was not injured. More on that and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez said on Sunday that the government will help rebuild the island of La Palma, where a volcanic eruption has destroyed hundreds of buildings and forced thousands to evacuate their homes. Making his third visit to La Palma, one of the Atlantic Canary Islands, since the eruption began September 19th, Prime Minister Sanchez said the government would approve 206 million euros or of aid funding this week. He also said the island is safe for tourists to visit. The Cumbre Vieja volcano has destroyed more than 900 buildings. About 6,000 people have been evacuated from homes on the island out of a population of about 83,000. On Sunday, the volcano spewed red-hot lava and thick clouds of black smoke for the 15th day in a row. Spain's National Geographic Institute said it had registered 9 earthquakes around the eruption overnight. The strongest of those had a magnitude of 3.5. Authorities in California's beachfront Orange County cities scrambled on Sunday to mitigate the fallout from a major oil spill off the coast that caused substantial ecological impacts. Huntington Beach city authorities said in a statement, as of Sunday, the oil slick plume from the 480,000 liters of post-production crude oil spilled was an estimated 10 kilometers long and stretched along popular shorelines of Huntington Beach and Newport Beach. The spill started on Saturday, and a county lawmaker says oil and dead animals have begun washing up on Huntington Beach. It's a city of around 200,000 people, located about 80 kilometers south of Los Angeles. The city says residents were warned to steer clear of the shoreline, and the ocean was closed to swimming and surfing. It is not immediately clear what caused the spill, but it appears to be from a pipeline breach connected to an oil rig offshore. Key U.S. Democratic lawmakers remained at odds on Sunday on how to approve both infrastructure improvements in the country and the biggest social safety net expansion in 5 decades. The leading progressive, Bernie Sanders, signaled there was room for compromise. He has pushed for months for a $3.5 trillion plan, including climate control measures, universal pre-kindergarten, and expanded health care for older Americans. He's an independent who often cooperates with Democrats in Congress. He told ABC's This Week show on Sunday, "I accept that there's going to have to be give and take," but he declined to put a price tag on how much spending he would settle for. More on that and all the stories we're covering is available at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.